Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Make it make sense. Make sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
Yeah, he's here very early, by the way. Very, I arrived a week earlier.
As always.
We appreciate it.
This is what I always do. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, of course.
So today we're talking property. So I understand that a video has gone viral on X or Twitter, showing an angry property owner who took a video of alleged illegal occupants of her property. She described them as criminals and said that she was going to expose them for illegally occupying her property and also evict them as a result. So the next scene shows a private company called Joe's Eviction Team. I've never heard of this team. I want them to come and evict Homozo from the studio, coming to remove the occupants' items, and a man thereafter calls the occupants a property hijacker. So the question today is, property hijacking, are property owners protected from illegal occupants who hijack their properties?
Yeah, it's quite the story, isn't it? So that's the context. Thanks very much, Glenn. Because, I mean, I think have instances where many people have always feared that, let's say you get to a point in your life where you can afford to have more than one property. Mm. For whatever reason, one of those properties remains unoccupied for a while. Next thing, umasubuya, when you find people have taken refuge there and they don't want to leave. And this is the situation that this particular person who posted on X found herself in. So as people were trying to take in the story, questions have been raised about the extent to which the country's laws in their current state protect people who essentially squat in your house or your property for whatever reason. And there's been kind of mixed reviews about the extent to which this is true. So we decided to get Mateleng Mohodi, she's a principal property practitioner with Snooks Estates, on the line to just help us iron out what is true and what is not about the country's laws and the extent to which, as I mentioned, they protect people who take refuge in these houses. So, Mateleng, hello. Welcome to Drive 95959595 to have you with us.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, many people who saw that video complained about, you know, property laws in the country seemingly protecting these occupants more than they actually protect the owners of the property itself. To what extent is this true?
Well, it's true. So the law protects tenants more than it does landlords. So the only way for landlords is to ensure that they've got their paperwork and their processes in place right up front. Because when you have that, then it gives you some ammunition to be able to evict the tenant.
Does it matter if these occupants took refuge in that house legally or not?
So if they're illegal, so it depends. So when they moved in, did they pay rent and did the landlord receive that rent? So if the landlord never received the rent, so the landlord doesn't know those people. So that you can't even waste money to evict those people because there's no agreement, the landlord doesn't know them. But if there has been a conversation and the landlord has received money, then it is a lease.
What can the property owner do legally speaking? Because as you can imagine, in the moment where you want people to leave your house, you have all kinds of ideas, right? You want to take the law into your own hands. People have literally tear gassed houses to try to get people out. And, you know, in some instances, it seems they got themselves into trouble with the law. So legally, what steps should I take if I find people are in my house, legally or not, but I want to get them out?
Okay. So, you know, just talking about that incident that just happened, with that lady, the fact is she can evict them if she doesn't know them. So if, for instance, you've had a tenant in your property and now they're not paying rent and you want to evict them, it's important that you write a letter of demand. So first of all, you must have a lease agreement. So in the past, you could get away with not having a signed lease agreement. But right now, it's important to have a lease agreement that is valid. And then you write a letter of demand, giving them 20 business days to pay the outstanding arrears. So it's 20 business days.
That's a whole month.
That is the whole month. Yeah, it's the whole month. However, believe it or not, it is worth waiting the 1 month than trying to do it in other methods, because then it can turn around, and because you still have to count days and say it's 20 business days. And if within the 20 business days, you change the agreement, that 20 days is off limits. So you have to start from scratch. So if you write a letter of demand, you must also write a letter of termination so that you can terminate that lease when the month ends. So what these tenants do, South Africa, so it does protect tenants a lot to the detriment of a lot of landlords because they know that they are loopholes. So they will run to the rental housing tribunal to complain that the landlord is evicting them. The good thing about the rental housing tribunal is that they are very quick. You know, they act very fast and they can get the parties on board. The biggest problem is when tenants lock themselves in, they hide, and you can't really get hold of them. That is a big problem, and you can't be able to get them out. So like I was saying, you write to them, and then you must make sure that you deliver the letter because they will say they didn't receive it. So try send WhatsApp, send the letter, deliver it under the door,
send them
to their workplace. Make sure you know where they work, know their references, people that know them. Because these days people are very sneaky and you find that you can't really get hold of them.
Matsileng Skumba here. I just want to find out. So let's say they are renting a 4-room house ga Kokwam. And we don't have anything in black and white that says they're supposed to be there.
Mm.
And they've been there for a good 9 years. But now I want the house back. And they say to me, I'm not going to leave here until when you find me a place to stay. Because I've been staying here for 9 years. What do we do then? Because I don't have anything in black and white. We don't have a formal agreement with this tenant that says they're supposed to stay here.
There's so many of those. There are so many of those because in the olden days, I need to let somebody stay in our house because there's another house and it's giving a lot of problems. So in such cases, I think when you, at least they agree that it is not their house, then that's one better one because the problem is when they say, no, this is our house. So when they do agree and they expect you, because like the Thai Act, expect the landlord to not evict somebody who doesn't know where to go. So that means you must provide alternative accommodation. Unfortunately, that alternative accommodation, you must pay for it.
I must pay for their alternative accommodation.
Yeah, so listen to this. So it is your choice. So let's say these people are paying 3,000.
Yeah.
As little as 3,000 rand. But they are not paying that 3,000. And if they continue to stay in your property, it means you're not going to get it, but you need to get them out of your house. So if they're not working, then it's a bigger problem. And you have to ensure that they are aware that you're not the government, you're not providing free housing. So, but again, then that means you must go to the rental housing tribunal, put on a list to be recipients of government housing. But what I'm seeing people do is, here's my property, and if it's 3,000, then maybe it's a bit exaggerating if I'm saying pay for them. But you get people that are losing out on huge rentals, and it would be wiser to help them get out of the house or even get a truck for them. Pay for the truck to get them out of your house because you're going to lose only that little for that time. But they will be out. So many tenants, so many, and I'm not just generalizing, and I'm not putting everybody under the same blanket, but there are specific tenants that are problematic, and they will do it to this person, they move out, they go to the next person, they do the same thing. So my advice to landlords is vet your tenants.
Wow.
So going back to the 4-room houses, I loyal to tenants.
Hopefully, legally speaking.
Jessica,
we are live. Wow, sure. Matsileng, thank you very much. This is a sobering discussion, and I suppose this is part of what we're hoping to do with this feature, helping people understand that sometimes short-term pain hopefully will lead to long-term gain. Matsileng Mogodi is the principal property practitioner with Snooks Estates.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Mara, this law. Okay, if I must find my tenants an alternative place to stay, how do they find my place? That means they are capable, Mus. I'm a shisa lendvile.
Once abantu bangene emhlabeni, whether umhlaba wabo or akuso wabo or bayamazi umnikazi or abamazi, the government does nothing. Akumelanga basuswe labo bantu labo. I do not know whether that is true or not. Mara abasuswa. That's why sizithola sekunabantu endaweni ebesingazi ukuthi leyo ndawo leyo kuyangena. Like South Africa, yeah.
I know that in Morningside, these guys were already using this land, right? And the owner was like, okay, how do I approach this? Next morning, Monday, as I'm jogging, three big trucks, nekandakanda, erecting a wall. They didn't even talk to those people. I just saw those guys just picking.
I'm still on that conversation of the tenant and the homeowners.
So let the real victim talk about it. So, I mean, I've been a victim twice, okay? So I rented my house in Lyndhurst with a very nice guy. I still remember his name. His name is Gideon.
Okay.
Yeah, he was about 1.8 meters tall.
Way!
Used to drive one of these buggies. Very cool guy. Signed a lease, I think a two-year lease. This guy, for a good 6-7 months, he wouldn't pay rent. So, dude, I spent most of my time running up and down to see a lawyer in Bramfontein. I think it took a good 2 years before this thing was resolved. And it was not resolved, like, amicably, right? So one day, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm like, I'm going to my house in Lyndhurst. When I get there, I find other people in the house.
Gideon is not there.
I'm like... Except Gideon go, oh, Pratlan. They know me tempo. So they're like, oh no, Gideon is now working in Cape Town.
No.
I'm telling you a true story.
That's
how those guys moved out of the house. Because I said to them, you need to bounce. I'm giving you a week. I promise you, for a good 2 years. I lost about 3 kilograms. You know what irritated me the most was that he would not pay rent. And it's not like it was a guy who was struggling. He was working for government. And now there's a new one with my siblings because we've got a house in Pau.
Yeah.
And someone is renting the house. Sure. I don't know how my siblings negotiated with this person. And I've been civil because I don't want to go to the law, and I don't want to take the law into my own hands because, you know, bakulumati for room. But Samoye, we are on air. Anyway...
Politics of the forum.
So, we've been negotiating with her for 18 months, 2 years.
What?
And every time she would say, no, I found a place, I'm going to move out. When she has to move out, there are excuses. No, I can't. The other person who promised to...
Get me a place.
Yeah, I can't move into the house. They changed their mind. Someone else is moving. And I brought the association she mentioned, the housing tribal what.
Yeah, tribunal.
And so I said, like, let's go to these people because, you know, I don't want to be that guy who's gonna go in the house and kick someone out. You know, I want to do it the right way. These guys have been negotiating with her also for the past 8 months. And last week they said to me, Maratlen, sister, I love her close. You know what she said to them last week? She says to them, no, she can't move out. If she moves out, I must find her a place. I'm like, am I the government? Did you move into this house illegally when I was not there? Because normally that's how it works. Like if people occupy a building or homeless people occupy a building, they'll ask the government, you know, someone will intervene and say, no, the government must, you must get them a place. Like, I'm not going to get you a place. So I'm deciding now I'm going to take not
law into, your own
into my hands.
But you're not going to be as civil.
I'm talking to a lawyer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to a lawyer. We're going to send a letter in the next few days because I don't want.
There's going to be some furniture moving around.
Listen, I don't know if she even has furniture.
That's another thing. We have a caller there.
Oh yeah. Okay. I almost said it's ringing.
The red one.
You are mad. Temba.
You are in pain.
Hey, Temba.
I almost said ringing. How are you, Temba?
I'm here for one reason, but I think it's proper that I leave numbers to somebody to help Glenn.
Yes.
Yeah, no, no, the man is in pain. But what I wanted to say, Glenn,
yeah,
is that I found now when I do a lease agreement,
yeah,
I usually put in a condition that, one, this property is for income generation. Secondly, that there are these obligations on municipality.
Mm.
And in the event you can't fulfill your rent, I have the right to obviously remove you, provided that I give you alternative accommodation.
Mm, mm, mm.
The alternative accommodation, the law doesn't bind me to give you endless accommodation again.
Mm.
Yeah, I will tell her for 2 months in from there, Emre, I can't continue. You need to find yourself a place. And the law allows me to kick you out in the new place.
It actually solves the headache. I think that's what the lady also was saying, Memhoduhure. If you are able to find them an alternative accommodation, it's less hassle. You find them a rental. After that, you can meet those obligations, but you don't live there. It's no longer your problem.
Guys, I'm not the government. Guys.
I'm not, there's no way
I'm going to find someone accommodation.
You're not even paying one month.
I'm not going to do that.
My dad's house. There's a out in Khalil Rumin. But to Sfis.
Yeah.
I know Mamili Show. Yes. Sfis has been staying Lapana for over 15 years.
Okay.
There's a point, because it's going to be one day where he's like, I'm not leaving. Luck says that thing.
Because we are trial.
And it's a family home. And fortunately, the family home is in my name. Do you know what I mean? But I want to do the right thing. And I've never even went to talk to her, because she's had meetings with my sisters and she obviously disrespects them when they try and talk some sense into her. But yeah, that's what we are dealing with. Just putting it out there.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
The house one, it's easy. The person is not paying. It means the property is empty. That's why they didn't pay. Remove the door. Remove the buckler. Take out the gate as well. Go. The complex one, ask the body corporate people to switch off water and electricity. Because they empty. When I have a lease agreement, my lease agreement says the minute you didn't pay rent, it means you have moved out. There's no one anymore in the unit or in the house.
Hey, prepare your lease agreement accordingly, man. Don't give them a long-term lease agreement. Give them a 12 months. 12 months, yeah. And your clause must be clear. You fail to pay within so much date or days, I've got an obligation to take you out. I've got an obligation to cancel the contract. And then don't give them 2 years. Give them 12 months and then with a renewable option.
Being a landlord is tough. I dealt with a tenant of mine who wanted to move out the same month that she'd served her notice. And I was like, babes, it's cool. But just know that the contract states that I need 30 days. Because if you leave, who's going to pay for my bond? And she was fighting and quarreling and whatnot and promised to go to lawyers. I was like, honey, you can go ahead and do that. But you have contravened the contract that we had signed.
Make it make sense. Make sense. With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.